Hello, Spooks and Spookettes. Just wanted to jump on here for a quick second to apologize for the radio silence and to give you a quick news update on the schedule for the show this coming month. So this evening we will present to you an audio tale, but we will be posting a new episode on August 4th instead of the 10th. We wanted to time the release of this episode with our guest's project that is set to release on video on demand on August 6th. It will be an edition of Interviewed by a Vampire, and it will feature the most dangerous woman in Hollywood, Miss Tonya Kay. Then, on August 25th, we will release a new audio play called Egypt 1953, Act 1 of our most recent live show, which is kind of the reason for the radio silence. We had to rest and recuperate, Spooks and Spookettes, but we are returning to regular programming. So I'm going to go ahead and drop tonight's feature in. We had previously released this episode this year, but for whatever reason, we seem to have accidentally forgot to upload it to this feed. Things get shuffled around quite a bit once you move. So, for our new listeners, or those who just haven't heard it yet, or want to hear it again, here is The Cask of Amontillado. All right, Spooks and Spookettes. The new RSS feed is set up. Go ahead and go to featureoffright.com/category-horror-comedy/feed/, and subscribe now. We will leave this link in the show notes page for you to do that. Go ahead and make the switch today, because by May 10th, we will be broadcasting exclusively from that feed, and we will be gone from this one forever. Thank you, Spooks and Spookettes. Good evening, Spooks and Spookettes. Count Rahoon is here, and it is time for another feature of Fright. Before we begin tonight's tale, let's get the castle-keeping notes out of the way. If this is your first time listening, let me personally welcome you to the Tangled Web, a soundscape unlike any other, filled with fun, fright, and phenomena. After you finish hearing what we have in store for you, you will never be the same. Your mind, from here on out, will stay fixed on the many things that go bump in the night. So if you haven't already, go ahead and hit that subscribe button on your podcast app and give us a like on Facebook and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Count Rahoon. For those of you who are returning, welcome back. I cannot thank you enough for returning once more, but if you feel like you can't get enough of Count Rahoon's Feature of Fright and want more exclusive content, then consider becoming a patron through our Patreon page. Go to patreon.com/drahoon to contribute today. Our $10 a month patrons receive our episodes early and special video content only for paying patrons. This includes live show performances, interviews, and special presentations. Now that that's out of the way, let's get to the heart of the matter, and hopefully you won't feel the need to drive a stake through it. This evening we have yet another classic, re-envisioned in a different way, but most certainly as frightening. I feel that this story needs no introduction. Conceived by one of the most brilliant minds in American literature, Edgar Allan Poe, and his immortal, The Cask of Amontillado.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to America Now, Rick Hamilton here, and we have a very special guest today. He is a former assistant district attorney, most notably the man who prosecuted H. Mertzengerstein for the murder of notorious mob boss Fortunato Lucky Lucchese. And now, New York Times best-selling author in studio to promote his new book, Wall of Doubt, The Trial of H. Mertzengerstein and the Disappearance of Lucky Lucchese, Mr. A.H. Stevens. Sir, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So we're coming up on the 40th anniversary of the trial?
That's right. Shocker, I know my youthful appearance throws everyone off.
Exactly. So after all this time, I think everyone has been waiting for this one for a long time. Why have you decided now to come forward with this?
Well, it took a long time to make peace with all this. It was a huge loss, it haunted me for years, but at the same time I realized a lot of mistakes were made, and quite frankly the case was doomed from the start. So I put this book out there to set the record straight, and perhaps shed some light and maybe provide some guidance for future lawyers.
It's a pretty famous case, Trial of the Century, but in case there are any youngsters out here watching, let's walk through the case.
Sure. Lucky Lucchese is one of the most ruthless mafia chiefs in American history. He was a tough Sicilian who made his way to America in the 1910s, started in the street gangs in New York, and eventually rose to the top, establishing his own syndicate and was boss until 1967. That summer, he vanished without a trace. For a while, we thought maybe rival families did him in, but even they were pretty perplexed at his disappearance. Several years pass, and Lucchese was declared legally dead. Sometime after that, we got a tip from an informant within the Lucchese family that he heard talk that Lucchese might have been killed by their associate, Hermann Mertzengerstein.
Why do you think he would have?
Well, the rumor was that he favored Lucchese's successor more and that he was willing to pay him more for his laundering services. So we think he may have moved against him. We were able to get enough evidence, and we moved forward with an indictment about 10 years after the disappearance.
Even though to this day his body's never been recovered?
No, but the law is clear. After that 7-year period, he was legally dead. Our informant led us on a trail in which we obtained some circumstantial evidence that suggested that Mertzengerstein may have been complicit in the crime, so we moved forward with the indictment and the trial began.
And the rest is history?
Right.
Now, I don't want to give too much away.
Right, no spoilers.
Yes. In all seriousness, did you have any idea the verdict was going to be not guilty?
A little. Simply because we just didn't have enough to convict him on a full murder charge. I would have preferred to get him on tax evasion and then make a deal with him to see if he could give us what we wanted. I think we were way too hard on him right out of the gate, and we set ourselves up to fail.
At this time, would you mind taking some calls? There are a lot of folks who would love to ask you some questions.
Sure, fire away.
All right, caller one, you are live on America Now.
Hi, Mr. Stevens. I was wondering if you knew if there was any efforts to locate Lucchese's body.
No, not since the last time I checked. As far as I know, that trail went cold a long time ago.
All right. Caller two.
Mr. Stevens, do you still think that Mertzengerstein did it?
Well, I don't think he did the act himself, but I'm sure he ordered his demise. No doubt about that. It is odd, though. It seems that even today, anyone who is involved with Lucchese in whatever way seems reluctant to talk about it.
Well, it looks like we're ready for caller three. Hello?
Hey, Mr. Stevens.
Yes, sir.
My grandpa says you're wrong about that that guy. He said he didn't kill him.
Really? And who do you think did it?
Well, my grandpa said he did it.
What?
Now, son, this line isn't for prank calls.
But this isn't a prank call. I mean, he killed Lucchese.
Look, kid, I don't want to speak ill of your grandfather, but...
We're telling the truth.
I'm pretty sure there isn't anything more your grandpa can tell me that isn't already in the news. Even if he did it, there's no way to corroborate.
Hold on, just one second.
Guys, Let's stay with this one right now.
Loco Rotondo.
What?
It's a city in Italy where Lucrezia's buried. In a wall down the street from his vacation villa. He bought one when he was dating that Italian supermodel, but the feds never found it. My grandfather is the only one in the world who knows about it. If you want to know more, go to Mount Sinai. But don't wait too long. Grandpa's got cancer. He might not make it through the week.
Well, I definitely think it's time for a commercial break. When we come back, is dressing up like a marionette cultural appropriation? We'll find out.
Stevens was able to contact his colleagues in the DA's office to get confirmation from an imprisoned henchman of Lucrezia's that Loco Rotondo is in fact the location of Lucrezia's long-lost home. Upon this news, Stevens went straight to Mount Sinai Hospital to meet this mysterious man and his grandson.
Hi, Mr. Stevens.
Joey?
Come in. He's weak, but he's awake. The doctors say that the end can come at any time.
Mr. Isaacson?
Mr. Stevens, I'm glad you're here.
Sir, as belated as this may be, you will still be under arrest after our conversation. The police are outside.
It doesn't matter. I'll be gone long before trial.
I guess you picked a heck of a time for a deathbed confession.
Something like that.
Grandpa!
It's all right, Joey. He's such a good boy, Mr. Stevens. Nothing at all like his wretched grandpa.
You're not wretched?
Like I said, such a good boy.
If you don't mind, Mr. Isaacson, I'd like to hear what you have to say.
Right. Well, let me put all my cards on the table. My real name isn't Isaacson. It's Montresor. Carlo Montresor.
I thought that was you. You were Lucrezia's lieutenant through the 50s. We thought he had you killed.
No, I went off on my own around 59. I went back to Sicily for a few years. I had some business opportunities I needed to take advantage of.
So it was amicable?
As far as he was concerned, I had his blessing to pursue my own interests, but it didn't change things for me. The thousand injuries of Fortunato I had borne as best I could. But when he ventured upon insult, I vowed revenge.
Carlo! Carlo Montresor!
Don Lucrezia, it's so good to see you again.
Too long, my old friend, too long. You should write me more, eh?
Forgive me, this oversight was not intentional, Don Lucrezia.
When they told me I had a new neighbor, I was a bit nervous. But then they said it was you. I would love for you to come to the fashion show with me tonight. I'm seeing one of the models.
Ah, a younger woman, eh?
It is true. I have not changed, amico. I tell you what, how about I come over with Luciana and some of her friends for some drinks, huh?
I think that will be perfect.
9 o'clock.
Then I see you then, old friend. Arrivederci.
He left for the show and came back to my villa just after 9 p.m. He was in a bad mood. His model girlfriend didn't want to come, nor her friends. Very fortunate for me. He was already tipsy, and I was sure I had fine wine for him to drown his frustrations.
Ungrateful little... Grazie, Montresor. This is very good wine.
It might help me with my, problems.
Problems?
In America, the feds, those liars, hypocrites, after all the help I gave them during the war, if it wasn't for us, they would never have taken down Mussolini or the Nazis. Now they don't want to look the other way no more. I can't run my business all of a sudden. They're closing in on me, Carlo. I don't know if I can go back right now.
It is always the same. Don Lucrezi, I wouldn't worry about it. It should blow over.
I'm getting old. I don't feel so lucky anymore. I'm losing my touch.
The fact that you are an old man is proof that you really are Lucky Lucrezi.
You may be right. I'm just under a lot of pressure, huh? It'll all be fine. Any more wine?
Yes, please, drink up.
This is the best wine I have ever had. Where did you get it?
I've had that in my cellar for a little over a year now. Fortunately for me, we found an entire basement filled with these. It's quite old and quite rare, but there's enough to last me for a while.
What kind is it?
Amontillado.
Amontillado? Really? I have heard of this.
I am impressed. You truly are a connoisseur, Don Lucrezi.
It is nearly impossible to come by. They don't make this kind of wine anymore.
I believe we stumbled upon the last shipment. I can only spare a few bottles for special occasion.
Did you have to obtain it?
Not by force. I don't have to be so heavy-handed anymore, but I am afraid that may change.
What do you mean?
There is a man. He has wronged me. He's taken away something very important.
I don't want to overstep my bounds, but you have but to say the word, and I will have it all taken care of.
I am very grateful to have such generous friends, but I do not think it is necessary. It is so trifling, I would not want you to waste such valuable time on something so unimportant. But grazie.
You just let me know if you change your mind, eh?
Most certainly.
The very least I can do. You were always the best capo anyone could ask for. And an even better friend, yes?
I appreciate your admiration.
You can't get good help nowadays. The men I have today are not, well, they're okay, but it isn't the same.
They don't have the history that you and I have, Don Lucrezi.
Don't call me Don Lucrezi. We are equals. You call me Lucky or Fortunato, whatever makes you feel more comfortable.
Very well, Fortunato.
We are friends. Good friends. I have no idea why you left my side.
Well, it was certainly nothing personal. Like I told you, this was a better decision for both of us. I think I was right, don't you?
Maybe. But after I'm gone, who will I leave the business to? Who will lead the family? My boy Angelo is good. Too good. Not enough ice water in his veins.
What about Metzingerstein?
The pencil pusher? No. He'd just sell it off. He doesn't like to take a lot of risk. The thought of it breaks my heart. Seeing my empire, everything that I work for, gone. That's the one thing that matters in this world. A man's legacy. It is the only thing worth building. the only thing worth killing for. You never lived if you have never done anything to make people remember you after you are gone.
What a family.
It's all the same. Family is a part of legacy. A good family should carry on such a legacy. If a man casts a big enough shadow, I need more wine.
I am afraid that's the last amontillado I can spare this evening.
It is so good! I feel that no other wine can compare.
This is why special occasions are so special, Fortunato.
Perhaps you can spare one more bottle, eh? One to take back with me to New York? And another to drink tonight?
Well, I can certainly spare you one for your troubles, but for this evening, we must settle for a different wine. I have a vintage Chianti, very good.
It won't do. I want the Amontillado.
I told you that I really...
I want it! Forgive me, Carlo. I think I've had too much to drink.
All is forgiven. You are still welcome to that bottle to take with you if you would like.
Very much.
Why don't we get one from the cellar? Then I walk you home.
You are a saint, Carlo Montresor.
I led him down the stairs to my cellar. He was too drunk to walk down those deep catacombs by himself. So I held his hand while he held a candle from the landing.
You should put some electricity down in this place.
It will be costly. This villa is 600 years old.
Really?
This was used for exactly the same purpose as I use it.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Precisely. Your Amontillado is just straight ahead. Take the candle with you.
It looks like it's very far back.
It really isn't. It's just over there.
Straight back?
See.
Okay. No flashlight?
They are in short supply in these parts. Answer me one question, Fortunato. Think back to December 5th, 1940.
Yes?
You remember that day?
Carlo, I'm too drunk to remember anything that specific.
Allow me to refresh your memory. The press referred to it as the Broad Street Massacre.
We were at war with Cassetti!
Yes. I remember you telling me the story of the day you killed Cassetti. You and some of your men were in a car. You drove up to the bank where Don Cassetti was making a deposit that day.
One moment, Montresor. I'm lost. I think I wandered too far.
You told me a long time ago, proudly, that you were the one that gunned him down in broad daylight.
Montresor! Please, come get me. I don't know where I am. I feel like it's getting darker.
Just follow my voice, Fortunato. Yes, you killed him that day along with 10 other people.
I follow your voice, but I can't see you.
One of them was a 10-year-old girl and her mother.
Montresor, please! Please help me! I'm afraid of the dark!
I know you are. You told me that too. A long time ago, I figured my plan was too far-fetched, too simplistic to work, but I am happy to see it worked out a lot better than I could have imagined.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I have waited for this moment for 27 years. That little girl you killed was my big sister, the woman, my mother. I was 8 years old when that happened. I waited 8 years to join one of your street gangs, and then I spent many years moving up the ranks, earning your trust and your friendship. I stepped away a few years ago because I was worried that I would get too eager too quickly. A slight change of plans, but a very interesting build-up. Once I found out where your villa was, I waited for the time to purchase my own right down the road. I knew it was a matter of time before you came to me.
You won't get away with this! My men will—
Hopefully not spend all the money that I paid them in one place. I took no chances. I made sure that the men who would take my place were loyal to me. I have had a long time to plan this out.
Oh, God, Montresor! I'm so sorry. I did not mean—
Your apology is accepted, but your judgment must be carried out.
Please, Carlo! Please!
Only one more.
You take pleasure in me begging for my life?
I take pleasure in all of it. The planning, the manipulation, the process of laying the bricks to seal you up in this cellar. I take pleasure in the thought of you screaming in agony, trapped in the very thing you fear the most. But I get even greater pleasure from doing the one thing that will haunt you the most. You said something earlier about legacy, about how it was the only thing worth killing for. Well, no one will remember you for the empire you created, or even the lives you stole and ruined. They will remember you as the two-bit mob boss that went missing. Barely a footnote in history. That, my Fortunato, gives me the greatest pleasure.
What an interesting jest. We'll have many a laugh over it in the future.
I will.
For the love of God, Montresor.
Yes, for the love of God. At long last. I should probably sell this place now. Fortunato? Fortunato?
For half a century, no mortal has disturbed him.
Is your conscience clear?
Yes.
Did you get any reprieve?
A little. He haunts me from time to time. But I didn't care. I wouldn't expect anything less.
Grandpa!
He's seeing plenty more darkness in hell. Makes it easier to cope. Joey, give him the box. Present, Mr. Stevens. I have one last bottle left. I figured you could use it. There's so much to celebrate.
To finally finding the bones of Fortunato Lucchese.
In pace. Rescuat.
Rick Hamilton here with a breaking news update. It appears that the remains of Fortunato Lucky Lucchese have finally been located after 50 years.
one of the best twists in literature. I hope you have enjoyed this reimagining of this classic tale and that you will come back for more. For now, that is all the time I have, but be sure to join me next time for yet another feature of Fright. Until then, as far as things go when things go bump in the night, there are such things.
Want to help the show grow? Well, you can start by leaving us a review on iTunes. Go to your iTunes account, click on Podcasts, type in Count Rahoon's feature of Fright. Once you hit the main page, go to Ratings and Reviews, and click Write a Review. The more reviews we get, the higher we move up in the iTunes rankings, and the closer we get to world domination. Thank you, Spooks and Spookettes.
Hello, Internet Land. This is Austin Duke from Camcorder TV and 4077 Productions. Do you like music? Do you like the songs you hear on the radio but wish you could hear more like them? Well, then check out our new podcast, Album Cuts, where I take a look at entire musical albums and go through every single song, not just the singles, and see what you're missing out on if you only listen to the radio. Again, that is Album Cuts from Camcorder TV and 4077 Productions.